Chapter 12, Self-Forgiveness. Ricky, 17 years old. It seemed like I'd been a screw-up my whole life, and I mean stupid stuff all the time. I would skip school, drink, smoke weed, come in at all hours of the morning, and my mother would be crying all the time and screaming how she couldn't take it anymore. I always saw the trouble I got into as my problem, not hers. Then the last time I got locked up, my mother came to see me and she looked bad. I could tell that I had really disappointed her and hurt her. I could see in her eyes that she was scared for what was happening to me and where I was going to end up. I started feeling really bad about what I put her through. All of a sudden, it hit me what a bad son I was. I never thought about how she was feeling or what was going through because of my actions. Then I looked back and saw all the problems I had caused different people. I felt like shit about it. I worked hard to put things right with my family. I told my mother how bad I felt about what she went through on account of me. I took a hard look at myself and tried to take responsibility for things I'd done. After some time, I started to forgive myself. I realized that feeling bad all the time about it was getting me nowhere. It felt like a relief to ease up on myself. When I started forgiving myself, I stopped feeling like a dark cloud was always right on top of me. The heart of healing. When most kids first hear the words self-forgiveness, they think, forgive myself for what? I didn't even do anything. Or maybe even, yeah, I stole it, but it wasn't my fault. If this is where you're at, you're not ready for the next step. Go back to the three A's in chapter 11. If you've already accepted responsibility, what now? The next step is the heart of what it takes to heal yourself from the past. This step is called self-forgiveness. Way down inside, you might think that you can't forgive yourself. You might think, if they only knew some of the shit I've done, they wouldn't be talking about self-forgiveness to me. Actually, there is nothing that you cannot be forgiven for, no matter what you have done. What self-forgiveness is not. Before we get into what self-forgiveness is, let's talk about what it is not. Self-forgiveness is not convincing yourself that an offense you committed was not an offense. It is not getting out of taking responsibility for your actions. Self-forgiveness does not mean you quit paying attention to the feelings or situations that trigger your high-risk behavior. Paying extremely close attention to these clues will help stop you from reoffending. Preventing yourself from reoffending is your responsibility. Self-forgiveness is not avoiding feeling guilty after you have done something wrong. Owning up to your mistakes is part of growing up. If you really hurt someone, even killed someone, you will regret your actions for a lifetime if you are in touch with your heart. But as time goes on, self-forgiveness lets you learn from your mistakes, then lets the pain soften. The way you feel about yourself isn't ruled by your past actions forever. With self-forgiveness, you are not forgiving the acts you committed, you are forgiving yourself. What self-forgiveness is? Self-forgiveness has two steps. First, it is looking at your mistakes and being willing to learn from them, doing the three A's. Second, it is really getting that you are a good person, no matter what you've done or what's been done to you. Getting the job done. So, how do you forgive yourself? First, remember you're not a bad person. You never were. You were a confused person who made mistakes or did bad things. Take responsibility. Learn from what you've done, but don't get stuck beating yourself up for those mistakes. Remember, those actions are not who you are. Some kids feel like they have two sides to them. The negative side that does the things they shouldn't do, and the good side that usually stays out of trouble. Only by really looking at your negative acts with some gentleness can you heal. Beating yourself up would not work. Drugging or sexting to avoid the pain would not work. Only self-forgiveness will allow you to heal your feelings of guilt and shame. Give yourself a break. How often do you beat yourself up or put yourself down? You think judging or nagging yourself would make you better or stronger? It does the opposite. By always judging, we set ourselves up. Busting on our looks? our bodies, how much money we have, how smart we are. When we compare ourselves to others, we usually feel like we come up short. Give yourself a break. Let go of the criticism. Stop bad-mouthing yourself long enough to see that you're really okay. No matter what you wear, who is on your arm, what your ride is, or what others have said about you in the past. Seeing it through. All forgiveness means that you are finishing business and putting something to rest. You can use your imagination to help close the chapter of your negative actions. Stop for a few minutes a day. Imagine being with the person you hurt or violated. Imagine sincerely apologizing and asking for forgiveness. Try to forgive yourself, even if the person you hurt can't forgive you. See if you can find it in your heart to wish them well, even if they don't wish you the same. Just asking for forgiveness and offering it to yourself is an act of true strength. Remind yourself, no matter what I did, the goodness of myself can't be destroyed.